Welcome to NutriScan, a program on health and nutrition-related matters relevant to your life today. NutriScan brings you all the information you need on a healthy lifestyle, your child's nutritional needs, and general health news. Stay tuned and enjoy this edition of NutriScan, presented in the public interest by the National Food and Nutrition Commission. NutriScan. There's nutrition in the air.
It's mid-morning in Collier Compound. Mrs. Mangani, the retired nutritionist, seems to be in a hurry. Where is she going? And whom has she met? Let's join her.
Mrs. Mangani, am I? Where to?
Oh, but your boss, Mundi Jatileva Dala, I did not see you.
Where are you rushing to? One day your shoes will be in problems. You need someone to fix them. And that's me.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I did not see you. In fact, I was with your wife some 20 minutes ago.
What were you talking about? I hope it's not our marriage. Chifukwa.
No, but your boss. It was not about your marriage, but it had to do with your family. Remember last time we were discussing breastfeeding at the meeting at Kadiedwe Community Hall?
Oh, no. You mean the breastfeeding? But my wife is still pregnant, so why talk about it now? So, and dear, so.
You see, Carlo, we had some questions for me concerning giving other foods apart from breast milk to the baby that she's expecting. So, we are sharing ideas.
If a man listens to you all the time, he can grow big breasts and start breastfeeding. No, I am just joking. By the way, aren't you bringing some business? Your shoes need services just like my gari moto.
Don't be funny, my dear boss. You also need this information about food for the baby. You need to provide money for Karo.
You know, I'm very poor. Where can I get money to feed my baby with this food, Yamuvikopo special diet? I mean, Seleraki na Purity. I could afford it those days before I was retrenched from butter. So, dear, so.
You don't need anything special. The same food you eat can also be given to the baby. You know, things like beans, visashi, rapenta, a bit of porridge, yanshaba, and bananas. But your boss, surely you can manage to buy those foods.
As a child in the village, that's the food we used to eat. But these are modern times.
It's people who change, but your boss. Not the type of food they need. For a baby to grow healthy and strong after 6 months of breastfeeding, he now needs food prepared just the way your mother used to. Oh, those good old days. It even reminds me of my mother.
But Kapenta, how can you give a baby Kapenta? He will refuse.
Well, but your boss, Kapenta or beans can be pounded or mashed so that it is soft enough for the baby to swallow.
Just look at that, Michopo. I must have some. Why not join me, Mrs. Mangani?
Eating too much meat will get you into trouble someday, but your boss. Thanks for the offer. But I would rather show you some healthy foods you can use when your child starts eating. Men ought to know how to buy nutritious foods, too. This baby cries. Awo Mandini. This Nisba bossy has brought to her house has brought me problems. First, she is very sick. And you, her child. Yeah, Wanshupa. Wanshupa sana, even before mine is born.
What's your problem, Kalobwe? Are you so deaf you can't hear my grandchild crying? Huh? The baby is crying and you're just sitting there.
I've been trying to stop him, but he's still crying. Kash, where is the mother?
Bring him here. You're very careless. Have you fed him?
Yes, I've fed him. Awe Mwandini. Uyumwana, he eats too much.
Shut up. How can you say that? Do you buy food for him? Huh? Okay, baby. Ash. Okay. Kalobwe, did you really feed him?
Well, I was about to.
That is being foolish. I know you were lying. How can you be so careless? Huh?
No, madam, I'm sorry. It's just that there's no food left in the pantry.
What? Kalobwe, you are really trying my patience today. What happened to the jelly my husband bought recently?
It's there, but Mrs. Mangani said...
Said what?
That you should mix baby foods with nutritious foods like pounded groundnuts, see? Or kapenta. I don't know how to mix those with jelly.
I have never heard anything so funny in my whole life. Jelly akusashila. Kalobwe. You are so funny.
madam.
Make my day. Tell it to me again. Jelly akusashila.
Joining me right now in the studio is the National Coordinator for the Infant and Young Child Feeding Program in Zambia, Jane Chitanda. Jane, welcome to this interview.
Thank you very much, Josie.
What is the starting point? When can you start giving semi-solid foods or solid foods to a baby?
Actually, the starting point for giving other foods, whatever form, is after the baby has completed 6 months, okay? So you have the first 6 months just giving breast milk only, that's exclusive breastfeeding. And then when the baby has closed 6 months, from there you start giving other foods. This is what we call the complementary feeding process. But even when you start giving the baby other foods, you still continue to breastfeed the baby up to the time that the baby is 2 years or more, if the baby and the mother are willing. The important thing to remember is that breastfeeding should continue whilst other foods are also being introduced.
But of course, in the community, in the real practical sense, there are early starters. Some start at, say, 4 months. Do you recommend this?
No, we don't recommend starting giving other foods earlier than 6 months itself. In fact, some mothers start as early as 2 months, as early as 1 month. That is not a recommended practice.
Why?
Because when you start giving other foods early, you find that the baby's intestines are not strong enough to tolerate other foods, and that increases the risk of diarrhea in children. And the baby will start breastfeeding less because of the space that those other foods are taking. And yet breast milk is all that the baby requires for the first 6 months. It's the perfect nutrition that the baby requires. And then that breast milk is also well absorbed, so the baby will be able to benefit much more from breast milk alone rather than giving other foods. And when we start giving other foods early, we actually deny the child the chance of getting the full protection that comes with the exclusive breastfeeding, because exclusive breastfed children are less likely to suffer from different kinds of diseases.
Thank you, Jean. The dilemma that a lot of parents face, especially first-timers, is what should I feed my baby on when the time comes?
Yeah, that is really quite a dilemma. But what mothers should remember is that what the baby requires is really what is around the home, okay? So from the time that the baby is 6 months of age, the mother will need to start introducing foods like porridge. because that will be able to provide the energy that the baby needs. And they don't need to introduce everything at the same time. They do it step by step. The first day you start giving the porridge, you just give even 2 spoons. 2 teaspoons are enough for that day. And then you start increasing the quantity as you go along and the frequency. And when it comes to the porridge itself, it should have a variety. Today you could add some vegetable, pounded vegetable added to the porridge. Or you add some pounded kapenta, you add it to the porridge. So basically, as much as an adult requires different kinds of relish, it's very important that even what is added to the baby's porridge increases variety over time.
Right, so you're talking about preparation. Just quickly give us an insight of how this should be done.
Well, what we also need to just generally remember is that the food should be able to be digested easily by this young child who's just on breastfeeding. So we need to prepare it in a form that is easily taken up by the child and easily digested, which means that if we're going to give the porridge to this baby, it should be a porridge that has other foods added to it. But at the same time, when I'm saying that it should be easily digested, it doesn't mean it should be watery. It should be able to stay on the spoon because a baby's stomach is quite small. So if the baby eats even 3-4 teaspoons, it should be able to help to satisfy the baby's nutritional requirements. In that way, it means that when we are preparing the porridge, we should be able to add something that is pounded. It could be pounded kapenta or beans. It could be some pounded vegetable. But at the end of the day, after that baby's porridge is prepared, it should be able to stay on the spoon rather than just pour out of the spoon. And if we're giving any fruits, for example, some banana, we can mash that fruit. Or if it's avocado, we mash that fruit. So generally, the baby will need about at least 3 meals in a day with snacks. And when we talk about the snacks, it's not the sweets or the biscuits. It should be the healthy snacks, some fruit, or it could be even a boiled egg, which is mashed for the baby to take, not the chitumbuas, not the Coca-Colas and so on.
And what kind of quantities are we talking about here, considering that babies may have different appetites and depending on their size too?
Yeah, that is something that the quantities have to increase over time. Like I said earlier, from the first day, even just 2 teaspoons of porridge, for as long as the baby's breastfeeding a lot, that is fine. But as the baby grows older, you might have to increase, and definitely you need to increase the amount of porridge that is given. You increase to 3-4 teaspoons the next day, and after a month or so, the baby should be able to eat three quarters of a small bowl that is about 250 mils. That mm-hmm. should be for one meal. But frequency is what is also very important. If the baby should have at least 3 meals in a day with snacks in between, and these are the nutrition snacks. So it's the quantity of at a meal as well as how often the baby should eat, which is really critical. And breastfeeding should still continue. I need to emphasize that.
Right, and really feeding a baby with the first foods and just watching them eat is such an exciting time. I think they're so adorable. But are there any problems that are associated with complementary feeding?
Yes, there are problems that are associated with complementary feeding. And some of the problems are that if a mother delays to introduce other foods to a baby, at 6 months, if the mother doesn't do it and they delay, they let the baby go on only on exclusive breastfeeding, maybe into the 7th or 8th month, the baby will be able to, in fact, most of the time, the baby would refuse to start eating other foods. And that is a big problem. So the timing of when you introduce other foods is very important. Other than that, what is associated with complementary feeding is when the mother has less variety of what she adds to the baby's porridge. So in the end, the baby becomes malnourished. She may just be giving plain porridge to this baby. okay, or just adding one type of food. If there's no variety, most likely the baby will be malnourished. And also the practices, when the mother is preparing or caretaker is preparing foods for the baby, they should be able to observe hygienic practices. They should be able to wash their hands and ensure that the baby's hands are also washed when the baby is about to be fed. They should ensure that they are really preparing the food from a clean environment. Otherwise, the complementary food itself will become a source of diarrhea. So it's how the food is prepared, how it's stored. The baby should be able to have a fresh prepared food all the time so that we reduce on diarrhea. And you know that a lot of babies actually suffer from diarrhea, and we need to prevent that.
As I was reading my literature around this subject, I came across one term which I'd like you to explain: responsive feeding.
Yeah, responsive feeding is really responding to the baby's cues. As the baby is growing, they will indicate when they want to eat more, and the mother needs to learn to understand the baby. Okay, so we've heard about mothers who've had to sing a song for the baby to be able to eat. So a responsive feeding really calls on the caretaker to ensure that they observe the baby and be able to feed the baby and respond to the signals that they give the mother. It could be that this baby is growing maybe about 9 months. The baby wants to also hold the spoon and feed itself. The mother should be able to encourage that, but at the same time continue feeding the baby, because the baby will be able to eat more when they feel they are participating. And responsive feeding also means that feeding in an environment where the baby can have fun. Meal times should not be time to cry. The baby should be able to know that when mommy is around and it's eating time, she's going to sing me a song and she's going to feed me. So these are feeding techniques that respond to the baby's cues, and observing that if the baby has not eaten so much this time, next meal I should ensure that the baby eats more. That's basically responsive feeding. Josie, have you heard of a mother who had to say, "It's a go," you know, before a baby could swallow the porridge? And it shouldn't be that a baby should be forced to eat, okay? We've seen mothers who would really lock the jaws for the babe and close off the nostrils. It shouldn't be like that. It really calls on the mother and caretaker to understand their baby and be able to feed responsively and responding to the baby.
And on that high note, we wrap up today's interview. Thank you very much, Jane, for your contribution.
Thank you.
Here are some facts on complementary foods. Complementary feeding means giving children other foods in addition to breastfeeding. This should start after the first 6 completed months of breastfeeding. At 6 months of age, children need other foods in addition to breast milk to meet their nutrition needs. Complementary foods must be nutritious and should be given in adequate amounts so that the child can continue to grow. Feeding includes more than just the foods provided. It also includes how the food is prepared and fed to the child. Start with ordinary foods like plain porridge and enrich it with mashed beans, capenta, eggs, or banana. Increase the amount and frequency of complementary foods as the child grows. Finally, practice responsive feeding. Feed the child whenever he or she is hungry and take note of the amount of food eaten at each meal. Well, that wraps up NutriScan. Be sure to join me next week at the same time. On behalf of the production team, Koji Soneka, Justina Mlengawesa, and Betty Siagwale, I'm Joseph Piri, signing out. Bye now.
You've been listening to NutriScan, a program on health and nutrition-related matters brought to you by the National Food and Nutrition Commission. Join us again, same time next week, for another edition of NutriScan. NutriScan. There's nutrition in the air.